Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Adventures in Asheville show, featuring Steve and Karen Wilson, owners and innkeepers of the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast. Hey everybody, we are so excited to talk about romantic and therapeutic adventures in Asheville, North Carolina. I mean, you are talking about a mountain destination, the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Smoky Mountains, nature like the Pisgah National Forest, Smoky Mountain National Park, the Blue Ridge Parkway. So it only makes sense that there's romance. I mean, a little mountain romance goes a long way. I'm not going to talk about the mountain man I met this morning. Ooh, he's got a nice dog. So, you know, I know Hallmark movie, just saying. Anyway, a little mountain magic in the air can make us all feel a little giddy. But also some therapeutic services can also make us relax. I mean, going into the mountains, going out into Asheville is one of those places where you can actually relax. The city itself is chilled out with an awesome vibe. And so if you've been, you know, hustling at work and busy, busy at the beginning of the year, now's the time to like, okay, let's just tread water and breathe and relax. So we've got some great guests joining us. First off, Karen and Steve from the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast, who we do this show with every month. Karen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. Playing out in the snow as we record this, but in a different part of the country. We can't wait to get back east to see you guys. But you know,
Same
I would
here.
say the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast, we're talking about what a romantic destination. It's a Victorian B&B in the Montfort Historic District. Is it Historic Montfort District? Oh, which
Either
way is it?
or. I've heard it both ways. I've heard it both ways.
But it's
I think
charming. I mean,
technically Montfort Historic District. Technically, yes.
It's a good
You're
place
right.
for a romantic stroll, actually looking at the houses, and you know, it's
Absolutely.
quite romantic. So I want to give everyone your website, lion-rose.com. And Steve and Karen are here every month with us every first Tuesday. And I know that you've got a couple of packages. Love is in the Mountain Air package. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so this is like our normal romance package that you can do throughout the year. Of course, February is a big month for that one. But it includes a bottle of wine, some chocolate truffles, a dozen red roses, and we can add things to that or customize from there depending on what people are looking for.
Nice. I know you've got some more, but I want to bring on one of our special guests today. We've got Jody Appel from the Asheville Salt Cave. Now, this is super cool. You can go to ashevillesaltcave.com. Welcome, Jody. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. Glad to be here and share this experience with y'all.
Well, we've got to talk.
Good.
I've seen your brochures over at the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast, and I'm just like, dude, this is super cool. There's a salt cave. And from my experiences that, you know, I've had like Himalayan salt lamps around me, and you know, Nancy, you know, my mom, is always like, you need to chill out. So these are good for you. Have another, even just like, can you take a salt crystal and like just put it in your bag, or just, you know, put it next to your computer mouse? So can you tell us a little bit about the benefits of salt?
Sure. They range from so many different facets of the body and what it can be supportive of, but this particular type of salt, Himalayan salt, has about 84 elements in it, which are very similar to the makeup of our systems, which have 84 elements in them. And when maybe things are in balance based on food or environment, some of those can kind of get imbalanced. And so this is a really passive way to utilize salt, whether you're ingesting it, whether you're coming to sit in our salt cave, bathing in it, whatever that looks like. It's a great way to balance out the system. It can be great for a lot of people with respiratory issues, skin conditions, circulatory problems, nervous system disorders. So it kind of runs a lot of different gamuts of the body in ways that it can be beneficial to our systems, considering that we're made up of the same similar components.
So what kind of salt do you use? I mean, is it the Himalayan one that, you know, I was talking about earlier? I think we've all seen those kind of pinkish, salmony colored lamps that are cool.
So you have kind of a small concept of what we've created. And yeah, we use a lot of Himalayan salt in our service, mostly Himalayan or Polish salt. We also have added into our, say, caves, we've added Dead Sea salt as well as Celtic salt to kind of just give a good, well-rounded balance of all the salts that kind of pertain to the world. Again, making sure we get all of those different minerals from different places. So, but yes, you're basically taking a small piece of what we have and putting it in your home or using it in your bath or whatever it is. Yeah, doing the same kind of concept in a much, let's say, smaller scale.
So what is up with the foot domes? Because I kind of feel like salt has always been like, I've always felt like salt water is good for your skin. It can be drying at times, but even just going in the ocean just makes you feel better. And I feel like salt has always been like, even a way, like I know sugar is too. You can, rub your face with sugar in a good way, right? But salt has also had that, and it's softer than what you would think, right? People would think salt is drying and coarse, but it's kind of almost
quite soothing. I think if you ever have gone into the ocean and you've had maybe a little bit of a cut or a nick or something, in the first moment it burns and then it kind of stops, and then actually you'll start seeing it heal the skin. Because that's, again, what we're made up of. It's a great way to heal that space, whether it's skin issues or whatnot on the body. It can be actually quite soothing once we get first that initial, that's a little uncomfortable. And then it kind of softens itself. And, lots of different products are made using salts to help soften that first initial experience if you're using it kind of on the body.
So the foot domes, tell us about that. I mean, and when people go, tell us about the foot domes, because I kind of feel like my feet are always like the power source of healing your body at times. Like if you massage your feet or you go and get a foot massage, it can do so much wonders for your entire body.
Oh, yeah. So grounding for sure. Yeah. We love the foot domes for sure as a product in our boutique, but so they kind of do two purposes. Yes, it's really, they're warmed by the lamp and the light that's inside of them, which is not necessarily always needed, but it's a nice added benefit. And so it can be really grounding to the system. And then when you're resting your feet on there, not only is the salt and those minerals kind of going into the air, but now it's getting into the base of your skin, and our skin is our largest organ. So all of those minerals are now kind of coming up and through the outer organ to help get in, penetrated in deeper into the body. So you're taking in those minerals and again, balancing that system out. And they're just, definitely one of our top sellers for sure. It's kind of a dual purpose lamp, if I can say, like one for the space and then one really getting solid into the body as well. So,
this is
our desk as well.
Very cool.
I want my feet done now. What about, everyone that goes hiking, like Karen and Steve go hiking all the time. Do you get a lot of visitors, like travelers that come into Asheville that come to the Salt Cave?
Yeah, definitely. We have probably, when we were downtown in the beginning, it was mostly locals. It changed over to tourists as the tourist season changed. And now that we're in our new location, I feel like we're getting back to the locals, even coming back in with, after a long day of hiking or out playing. In Asheville. So definitely a little bit of mix for us at this point, which is great. Glad to support anybody who wants to walk in, who needs some of that nourishment.
Karen, do you see that at the B&B that people just sometimes, I think that's part of the B&B experience, that it's like, here's your breakfast. You don't have to worry about where to go. And, I know most people, with us being there so many times, we just want to move in, right? it's those mimosas. What's great about their bed and breakfast is it's not over pretentious at all. It's not pretentious. It's luxury, comfortable, and relaxed.
Right.
That you can just be human. And I think that we kind of need to get to that. I mean, the world is stressful. I mean, we turn on the news. I think all of us are just like, that's like immediate emotions that our body doesn't, we have to stay aware of what's going on in the world. But I think on top of that, we're also working ourselves to death as a society. So Going to a bed and breakfast where it's like this comfortable bed and you feel special. But at the same time, if somebody came downstairs for coffee or tea and they were wearing their slippers, Steve and Karen don't care. I mean,
No.
really, right? Isn't it's okay
It's
to
like
be
home. It's like
less?
home.
Yeah. So I think that's part of that stripping down. But do you find couples coming in at the inn, at the Lion and the Rose, that are just like, you know what? I need to just detox, like, honestly, just.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've had plenty of people ask us about the Salt Cave because of the fact that it is very unique and different. And just things like that, looking for that kind of pamper, relaxation and like you said, unwind, de-stress, whether it's after a day of hiking or just because they just want a quiet, peaceful, couples kind of, it's a nice thing for a couple to do connection wise, I think, just to share, quiet, peaceful moments like that.
And have that bottle of wine up in the top suite over at the, on the balcony.
Yeah.
Ooh, and you got fireplace moments. I mean, you
We
know,
do.
some romance. Yeah, it's good. But I think we're also seeing, you know, I know you're Beer City, USA, and Steve makes awesome beer, and you have naughty breakfast that people need after they've been beering it up. But at the same
Yes.
time, there's something about people are going more towards healthy bodies. And I wanted to go to you on Jody on this because I'm seeing that trend like mocktails. And I mean, I interview gazillion musicians all the time and they're drinking smoothies or not, you know, breaking furniture in bed and breakfast. So I think we're in a different trend. Are you seeing, Jody, that couples are in a health, like in a health thing together? In like if they're supporting each other on their health journey, are you seeing that?
I would definitely say yes, and I would say even if it's one person pushing for that, the other one sort of is tagging right along onto it as well, seeing some of those benefits for sure. I think we're kind of in a space of society just wanting to slow down because I do feel like for me at least, it seems like life is moving a lot faster and a way to like take a pause and slow down, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's, yeah, going to the Lion and the Rose and being able to be in your comfy clothes or, you know, sipping a smoothie or a mocktail or whatever that is. I think we're just looking for those smaller moments of life to connect into, even if it involves bigger things. I think, again, speaking from my own personal, I think I'm in the space of slowing down and trying to find those smaller spaces. And I think our clientele would maybe say the same thing of like, how do I dip in and connect with this person in a level that maybe brings us together and closer than
Right.
like further away and like bigger experience?
And it's like, but and people are traveling wanting a unique experience. And I think what you offer, that is unique. I mean, you can't just go to a salt cave in your local community everywhere in the country. I mean, that's, this is something different. What is, and I want to talk about what you do for couples, but
Sure.
tell us about hammam.
Yeah, the hammam is so magical. It is definitely one of my favorite experiences, and I'm so grateful and blessed to be able to have brought this to Asheville. So hammams and bathhouses are in so many other cultures around the world, and unfortunately, America just sort of skipped the beat on that one. We take our 7-minute showers and we're done. Bathhouses throughout the world are known to be places where community connection happens, where we drop in a little further. Sometimes we come together and we talk about whatever needs to get talked about, from, you know, community care to politics or whatever it can be. And it's kind of a space where we like to offer you the guidance of what are you going to wash away while you're in this experience?
Oh.
What are you going to let go of while you're here?
Oh.
So hammam for us is a little different than what you're going to find in a lot of other places in the world. It's a private experience. So it's for you and your party. And I believe we hold up to 5 or 6 people, depending on how that works, but it can be very much a couple's experience, which is lovely. It's basically a steam room that has some benches that you can lay out on that are heated as well. And then throughout the space, there's a number of different, I'm going to call them stations, where these beautiful copper bowls from Turkey are placed around where you're going to fill them with your perfect temperature of water. And that can be different for each person. even throughout the time frame. And then you kind of take this water and you're going to anoint yourself, trying to soften the skin. And then from there, there's an exfoliating process. There's a scrub that can happen. So it's really about taking your time in the bathing process, being conscious about what we're feeling, different sensations, because there's a lot of different sensations that are going to happen within that space with the textures of the what's called a kesamit, with the shower head versus pouring water on yourself. Also going into like the connecting with others, whether it's your partner or your best friend or your mom or whoever, it drops you in so much deeper to a connection. Because if you think about it, like, when was the last time you were bathed by someone? It's probably since we were babies, realistically. And so it's such a beautiful experience to have someone pour water over you, or someone to scrub your back, someone to caretake a little bit for you, or to do it for yourself. Again, it's that like slowing down and kind of being really present in the moment. So yeah, there's a lot of little accoutrements that come with the hammam, but definitely one of my top favorite experiences in Asheville.
Wow. You've already made me calm down. Karen, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling nice and relaxed. It sounds good. I think I need to head down there now.
I know. I'm actually just interviewed a travel writer who came back from Morocco and went to the hammams in there. And she was like, that was one of the top experiences. You know, especially after riding a camel, she goes, you will feel different after riding a camel. So I'm just saying, but, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, going into, you know, from camels and hammams, that does make me feel really relaxed. Honestly, just even hearing you talk about it, but I do want to talk about couples having this, you know, like a massage experience. That is something I remember at the end, at the Line on the Rose, Karen, you do have, you know, allow that to happen if someone wants to have a massage in room, right?
Absolutely. We have a couples massage experience, and we also have a newer experience called the Romantic Couples Spa Experience, where it's not just the massage, it's also hot stones and reflexology. So it's a nice mix of treatments that's brought right to you, and you can just stay in your room, stay cozy all day. You don't have to do anything. We do it all for you.
Oh, see, I like this. That's the other part of it. B&Bs help you, man, on your trip. You don't have to overstress and you know, don't overpack your trip either. I think that's the other thing, is sometimes you get to your destination, you're like, oh my God, I overset so many things. Maybe go to the salt cave first. I'm just going to say. Be like, first get in there, get your beer from Steve. By the way, Steve, what's on tap for February?
We still have the wheat beer, and we still have the Dirty Godiva.
Oh, the Dirty Godiva, the chocolate. That's it. Yep. Yeah, everybody's going to have a Dirty Godiva. Get naughty for Valentine's Day. So the first evening, go have a nice romantic meal. Ooh, what would you recommend for a romantic meal in Asheville? What about you, Steve? You got to chime in on this. Where are you going to take Karen for a romantic meal?
I'll take her down to Bouchon, and then after a nice little romantic place there, we can walk across the street to Zolver for a beer.
See, there it is. All right. I like this. From beer to beer. Bouchon, what does Bouchon serve?
French food.
What's that?
Very good. Very good French food.
Oh, little French restaurant. That is romantic.
It's a neat little place.
I like this. Very good. I like this. All right. So, Jody, tell us about the couple's massage, the couple's experience at the Salt Cave.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got a couple of different options. Realistically, any of our services can be made for couples, whether you're in the same room or not. But our couples packages that we offer are either inside a salt cave, which we have created specifically for our couples. And we also have that available to fit other people's budgets that just want to experience massages. And so our couples massages inside the salt cave can be either a 60 or a 90 minute service. It also can be some add-ons that we have for them as well that can be really nice to enhance their experiences, or things like a little add-on of sound healing, aromatherapy. All of our massages include hot towels and lavender hot packs. Oh. They all come with a touch of hot salt stones as well. And then you get to go home with a little couple's gift. Sometimes we add on things like we are into the Myrtales, which is an herbal elixir created locally, or a dram, which is like a sparkling seltzer kind of water, which is really a nice little additive to those experiences as well. So you kind of get a dual purpose when you're doing the couple's massage inside the salt cave. You're getting not just the benefits of the massage, but you're also getting the salt cave benefits as well. So definitely tends to be one of our more popular Valentine's experiences, which is great. Or realistically, anytime couples want to drop in together.
When people go through this, like I know I've gone to like resorts and had massages and things, and then they're like, you know, you're going to be, you know, depending on how much you've been drinking, Lisa, how much wine you've been absorbing, you may not want to do that right after. Like they say, because all the toxins are leaving your body. And I remember not listening to them and going, oopsie, I should have listened. So we want to have the naughty night first, right? So go eat and drink and be merry when you arrive in Asheville, and then clean up the next day and go to the salt cave. Am I on the right streak here, Jody?
Oh, yeah. And like realistically, if you come in feeling hungover or wanting to be drunk, realistically, I will say that the salt cave is so detoxifying that it will actually clear you right out. So a little bit of backwards thinking. So better to do probably after a night if you're having fun out in Asheville.
Oh, yeah. So maybe this would be the way to do like the last day too.
Yeah.
It's
detox from your weekend.
And from your hiking experiences too. Mm-hmm. So your muscles and all that. Oh, I like this. So you actually get on the plane all rejuvenated and then go right to sleep through the plane ride or whatever. And, you know, through the drive or whatever, so long as you're not driving, just saying. Well, I love this. Yeah. I love this. Well, I think it's a perfect balance to everyone getting like that beautiful mountain air and go hiking too. So that might be also kind of like get your body acclimated to being in Asheville. That there's also that. Because it's not like you're in the flatland. But I've never had you're not that high up where the city is compared. I mean, I've never felt
2200
and woozy. Yeah, I don't feel woozy. Yeah, I don't feel.
You don't feel. No, not the lightheaded kind of altitude sickness. Not high enough for that.
Yeah. I think that's got to. I think we've just experienced that lately. And it's different. it's different.
Yeah.
It's weirdly different. You know, it does happen to you, but I love that there's experiences for couples. And I think sometimes it's like important for couples to be able to just actually get away from everything. So, Jody, when people come in, it's like, put your phone away, right? Like, no ding ding.
You definitely try to tell people to put their phone away. We all have trouble with it.
Yeah.
But it is sort of the experiences to kind of unplug, because we just don't unplug all the time. We're always in front of a screen, right? So it's kind of the 45 minutes at the salt cave. We're really adamant of like, just try to unplug for this time, because we just don't do it at this point. Unfortunately. So it's definitely something we strive to get clients to turn it off, put it on silent.
Do you think the salt actually kind of, this is going to be a weird question, but that's kind of what we do. Because they talk about how phones are bad for us, like being by our body. Like if you sleep with the phone next to you, like I do, which is not good. Like people get cancer and stuff from having the phone next to them. And in our, you know, I deal with, you know, people around the country and around the world. Like, so it's like, I don't really sleep. So I do need to come see you both, right? I need to come back to the line of the road so I can actually go to sleep. And because I do turn it off then. And I do need to go, over to you, Jody. Does it detox the negative electromagnetic stuff that we're picking up from the internet and from phones and all of that? Does that make sense? Like what I'm saying about that?
Yeah, I know what you're asking. So yeah, there's a lot of things that offer us what are called negative ions. Our computers and our cell phones and moving fast and flying in planes and driving cars, that actually all gives us too many positive ions, which again, help throw us off balance. add to that, like, environmental, mental kind of capacity that we just push ourselves with. And things that are negative ions are salt is one of them, being near waterfalls or near the ocean or other examples of where we get negative ions. And so, yeah, it's a great way to balance out, again, too much information, too much computers, too many cell phones, all the buzzing that kind of goes around us that we're sort of become used to in a way with all of our electronics. So it's a great way to detox and take away that positive ions that we're getting too much of and rebalance that by adding those negative ions back. Because a lot of us don't have time to just, we don't all live by the ocean or we don't all live by waterfalls or we don't go to them every day. Mm. So kind of a different experience in getting the same benefits.
Ooh, right. And Asheville has waterfalls. Yeah, waterfalls in Asheville are a big deal. Steve and Karen, you guys just went and filmed frozen waterfalls. Like, Steve, what
we
you,
did.
You did it. Yep. Was it you, Steve, taking those photos or both of you?
We both were.
I think both of us, actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the waterfalls are a thing.
It was a cold day, but so worth it. So worth seeing frozen waterfalls because most people don't see it and it's so peaceful. Same thing, something you can do that's quiet and just peaceful and enjoyed by yourself. It's really nice. Yeah, romantic it is.
What romantic waterfalls selfies. Did y'all go to, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, sure.
We did a bunch of them on 215 off the 215.
Oh,
we did. Yeah, so we did a bunch of them off there. I don't know. Did we end up doing like five? Steve? I think we did.
Yeah, I think so. I went to Sunburst. We went to, I think it was called Long Branch. We went to Little Bird.
Little Bird,
and I can't remember what the other two were, but I know we were trying to get to a couple that they had the gates closed off, so we couldn't get back to where they were without
Lemon Falls was one, too.
Oh, Lemon Falls, too. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. And an easy one is Looking Glass Falls for people to get to right year round as well.
Yes.
That's an easy one to get to. Jody, I wanted, before you go, I wanted to get back with you, and we've got our next guest joining us, Alyssa, over. She's going to talk about massage, too. But you have some concerts happening, the Sound Healing Concert, which I always think is interesting when you look at African instruments. Now you're talking my language. I used to live in Africa, and I'm like, yay, let's. Yeah. Tell us about some of the events that you have coming up in spring and late winter here.
Yeah, we love collaborating with a number of different local artists or creators here to try to enhance experiences, because sometimes people cannot just sit quietly within our space. So it's kind of a way to engage people that maybe have a little more brain capacity need to settle in a different way. So we've been working with Billy over at Skinny Beats drum shop for literally since we opened, and he's just amazing. So he puts on a sound healing concert for us almost once a month, depending on how our schedules play out. Mm. So it's just lovely. It definitely is one of our top sellers. And then throughout the years, we've put on a number of different ones. Coming this February, we're going to do a poetry class, which you need to have no writing skill set. It's just really evaluating beautiful poetry and gaining insight. And I took it about a month and a half ago, and it was such a beautiful class. And then we have different things like yoga nidra, which is kind of a mindful meditation. Oh. It's not yoga in the sense of body movement, but more about mind relaxation and yogic sleep. We have wisdom circles that are based around aromatherapy and yeah, just a number of different things. I think we're going to be putting some acupuncture in this year. So you can kind of check that out on our website, on our events page, which is going to be kind of updated as things come into play. But those are a couple of the ones that are out there right now. And yeah, excited to collaborate with more people that are locally offering unique events so that we can kind of expand what we have offerings as well. So it's such a beautiful way to bring more to the community and help support our other local business owners. So
I love it. Absolutely. I want to come to the sound concert, but I also want to do the tarot reading with Bobby Rose, because I want to see if for once they pull a card and it's not the Fool. Why do I keep getting the Fool? I don't know.
You're starting. It's not starting.
Yeah, I wonder.
I wonder why.
That's what Nancy always says. Like, you keep getting the fool. No.
They say place the fool is a joker. Don't discount the fool. It's a good place to start.
Hey, listen, the fool is the person that comes out of the snow and ice and sneakers like I did this morning without socks and wonders why their toes are frozen off, you know. So I want to thank you, Jody, because you made my toes feel better this morning. So thank you.
Don't warm them up on a salt lamp.
There it is. Everyone, AshevilleSaltCave.com. Go see Jody and everyone over there. And sounds really healing and warm and just, you know, nice. I feel much better. We're going to keep talking about therapy and or therapeutic adventures and romantic adventures, because they can go and hold hands together. We have Alyssa Enriquez joining us from the Asheville Massage Body Works. You can go to AshevilleMassageBodyWork.com, and they have some special romantic packages, especially for Valentine's Day. So welcome, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you here. So give us a little overview of what kind of, you know, services you have. Is everything on site or do you go out? Give us kind of an overview of Asheville Massage Body Work.
Absolutely. So, we have Asheville Massage and Body Work and offer in-spa services. We definitely have a special Valentine's Day package this year. It's our favorite package to put on. Every year we put together a special gift for every single client that has local chocolates and local tea. We have a rose tea this year, sage bundles, rose petals, and our special love potion aromatherapy blend that we make in-house. And these packages for Valentine's Day have our signature foot soak, our integrative massage, and like lots of yummy add-on enhancements our clients get to choose from. And if our clients are wanting to look at some other packages, we also have an on-site sauna and steam shower that we can do an aromatherapy infusion. And so we let the clients choose their favorite scents, and then that's like a whole private experience that can be added to any massage. And we also do mobile massage. So with all of those services being said, a lot of them can be offered on a mobile, either at a local hotel or bed and breakfast. We work a lot with hotels in Asheville and local bed and breakfasts locations, and then also with just locals at their private homes and or people traveling and renting an Airbnb. We do a lot of spa parties as well, but yeah, lots of romantic couples experiences. That is something that we are all about, creating those special experiences. And we have special gifts that we provide with all of our services.
I think it's cool that you go out. So Steve and Karen, do you have them come over to the inn?
Yeah.
The Lion and the Rose?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, sure.
Yeah. Awesome. We've had a good partnership with Alyssa since we started, I think, in 2018.
Cool. A few years.
That's awesome. Yeah, that is awesome, because sometimes you don't want to have to go anywhere. You know?
Right.
Absolutely.
You want everything to come to you.
Totally. Yep. Yeah. And we've learned to do a lot of, we have mobile hot stone sets and mobile hot towel steamers, and we can do the foot soaks. We bring all of the equipment and gear, and it's amazing. It's very special and very unique.
So what about your sauna? Tell us about that, because we're going from salt cave to sauna. I like that there's all these options too. I mean, you can do a whole weekend of therapy, you know, you know, I know I need therapy for other reasons, but you know what I mean? This feels good for my body. I'm just saying.
So our sauna is it's a two-person full spectrum infrared sauna with chromotherapy. So that's like a light therapy. Our clients can choose different color tones, and we have a guideline inside the sauna that kind of shows you all the benefits. If you're looking for, you know, to clear acne or, you know, even just using light therapy to calm the nervous system as well. Red light therapy, right? We have all of those options. And then our steam shower, it's like a regular shower, but it's enclosed with glass and it has a steam feature inside. And so when you turn the steam function on, it will start to infuse lavender or eucalyptus, which that's one of my favorite essential oils.
That's good.
So clearing and invigorating. It's a private experience. So the entire room that the client is in, they have beverages, they have music, they have the sauna, the steam shower. You can go back and forth and kind of enjoy, you know, sitting in the sauna for a little bit, then going to the steam shower. It's kind of an experience.
I love the eucalyptus for this time of year, winter. I think everybody needs to get whatever, like, cleaned out.
We're big on the eucalyptus. We actually infuse all of our hot towels with eucalyptus in the spa, and that's part of like our signature scent. So it's our favorite.
Isn't it good for your hair, like rosemary too? Like rosemary oil is so good. Like every time I pass a rosemary plant, I'm like, excuse me while I rub myself on, like I'm like a dog. Like, you know, like, you know how bears are on a tree? I'm kind of like that, like mixing it up, my whole head's in the rosemary bush. You know,
So rosemary is so good for the scalp, and I'm sure eucalyptus is as well. We have we also make all of our in spa, like the products that we use for the foot soaks, and our signature facial massage. We make all of those products in house in our kitchen. All the bath bombs, the foot scrubs, the facial mask. The soaps, all of that stuff we make.
I'm back to the feet again. My feet need help. No, because eucalyptus is so good for your feet, man. It is. It opens everything up. It's like, yes, my feet can finally breathe. You've had them trapped in these shoes for 10 years. Why? We don't want it. We want to be happy. They're all of a sudden like, you get perky feet, you know? Who knew we could have perky feet? But it's true. Like, you know, foot stuff is important. It is.
It is.
And I just want my feet in hot water now. I want salt. I want eucalyptus. I want all of it. Because I feel like my toes are going to fall off. Like, seriously, do not go in the snow in sneakers, snow and ice without socks on. That is not smart. And don't keep going in the snow. Don't do what I did. Don't play half an hour in the snow. No, don't do it. Get
all for a picture.
Sure.
But they're good pictures.
Yeah, you do everything for a picture. You'll do anything, right?
I know.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
You do stupid things, and then you get back in, and Nancy goes, no, but you need to go back out there. And I'm like, dang it. All right. But then we have toddies. So I'm just saying, toddies are good for couples, too.
Uh-oh. Oh, yes.
Very good.
So I wanted to ask you, Alyssa, where is your favorite romantic spot in Asheville?
Ooh. Are we talking about anything like just like a hike or a restaurant?
Either. What's your epitome of a romantic date? Like, what would
one of my favorite restaurants, just hands down, is Curate. And I think a lot of people's favorites. Anytime I get to go there, it's just a treat. And we actually, me and my husband, we like to randomly schedule dinners there just throughout the year, because it's so hard to get in. So we'll just schedule it months out, and then it, you know, pops up on us, and we just get all excited because we forgot about those reservations. We get to.
It's like a random date
like
night,
that.
You know.
It's like
I
our
know.
Random
like
date night that we plan out and then we forget about because it's so hard to get into that place unless you, just.
I know, Stephen, Karen, you've had guests in there. They walk in like literally. I say, "Oh, like where are you going to dinner? And they puff up in pride of getting reservations there. Like
there's
actual
they do.
Pride.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's true. It is not easy to get in there.
No, if you got, you got it, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
In closing, everyone, Steve and Karen, not only do they care about humans, but they also have a bed and biscuit pet package. Let's talk about that.
Well, we offer, so we're not pet friendly year round, and that's due to, you know, guest allergies and just, you know, guest comfort. So we do select days where we make it pet friendly. So everybody's aware of it. We prefer or hypoallergenic dogs, not shedding dogs, just because I have a little bit of issue, and we have two small dogs, two Shih Tzus that are hypoallergenic that love meeting other people and dogs as well. But Asheville is such a dog friendly city. It's a great place to be able to bring along your pup. So we just like opening it up to doing the bed and biscuit, where we make our own homemade biscuits with the leftover beer mash from when Steve brews the beer. So it's like homemade, you know, healthy biscuits for the dogs. And then the parents or parents, you want to say, right, get a free pint of beer of whatever we're serving. So it's a win for everybody. Nice little family getaway with your fur babies.
All right. Very nice. Very nice, everyone. So everyone, lion-rose.com is the website to go to and find out about all their packages, even for, like we talked about last month, is for small weddings and elopements. Check mm-hmm. that out. Also go to AshevilleMassageBodyWork.com. And we also talked with Jody today on the show. Go to AshevilleSaltCave.com. Everyone, the links are in the show notes as always, no matter where you're listening from, whether it's Spotify or Apple or YouTube or Facebook, it's all there. So thank you so much, Alyssa. I'm so glad you joined us.
Thank you.
And thank you, Steve and Karen. Give those little pooches a little hug from Nancy and I. And Steve. We demand that you drink some Dirty Godiva for us. Everybody eats the beer.
You can do that.
Yep.
All right, everyone. We're here every first Tuesday talking about adventures in Asheville. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here on Big Blend Radio's Adventures in Asheville show. Learn more about the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast, which is located in the historic Montford district of Asheville, North Carolina. Go to lion-rose.com. You can keep up with our Big Blend radio shows at bigblendradio.com.